Good morning and welcome to Inside My Bedroom by Suha Squaramelli. And today we will be discussing one of the most coveted arguments within NBA history and sports as a whole. Who is the greatest player of all time? Beginning in 1949, the NBA's establishment, two names have risen to the top. One to be bestowed the title of the best basketball player ever, LeBron James or Michael Jordan, both of whom have held exemplary careers across their lifespan. LeBron James, the now 40-year-old all-time NBA scoring champion, four-time champion, and four-time MVP. In contrast to who is widely regarded as the greatest player of all time, the six-time champion, five-time MVP, and with an astounding 10 scoring titles, which is an NBA record, Michael Jordan. Now, before we begin, for a quick ad break. Ever wondered why you're so thirsty? It's because you don't have water, the most refreshing drink of the 21st century, set to hydrate you for over 30 minutes at a time. One of the most astounding inventions made in our history, and one that can sustain lives for years to come. Invest now. Your ad break has ended. Quick reminder to pay $20.99 for no more ads. Now, resuming back to Inside My Bedroom. Of course, with such incredible careers, there are arguments against both. Starting with LeBron James. Perhaps the biggest argument against LeBron is his historic move to South Beach, Miami, after leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers to play with superstars Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. LeBron James, who has never won an NBA championship up until that point, was seen to have made a weak move. An uproar took place in the city of Cleveland, dealing with fans turning into haters. Secondly, he was not as individually brilliant. LeBron James was seen to have relied on his teammates too much over the course of his career, and has never truly won without a set of incredible teammates, ranging from Kyrie Irving to Dwayne Wade, as well as Chris Bosh. And of course, this is no detriment towards team play as a whole, as it is also an incredibly important aspect of basketball, but is seen as an inconvenience when it comes to taking his individual brilliance into account. Thirdly, we have his finals record. Over 10 finals appearances, LeBron James is 4-6, a losing record. Although reaching the finals 10 times is astounding, his inability to finish on a win is what causes bitter argument over his capability. And lastly, his hairline. Now, moving on to Michael Jordan, his scoring efficiency is also an incredibly bad argument. While Jordan was an elite scorer, his shooting efficiency, especially from the three-point range, 32.7 in his career, lags behind LeBron's, who has maintained higher overall shooting percentages, including from beyond the three-point line. Limited playmaking. Jordan was also a great scorer, but didn't have LeBron's playmaking capability. LeBron averages more assists, showcasing his versatility in creating teammates, while Jordan relied more on isolation and scoring. And especially one of the biggest arguments we take into account today is his modern game struggles. Jordan's mid-range game was dominant in the 90s, but today's faster, more three-point-heavy NBA might expose his inefficiencies. LeBron, with his adaptability to modern basketball, remains highly efficient in today's style of play. Of course, however, with the detriments, there are also many arguments in support of both incredible players. Beginning with LeBron James, his longevity and duration has been elite for over two decades. essentially unheard of in NBA history. He entered the league at 18 years of age and is still averaging near triple doubles in his late 30s. Few players, if any, have sustained this level of play for so long while avoiding the steep decline that is set to occur later in their careers. Secondly, his all-around skill set. LeBron can be depicted as a Swiss Army knife. He can score, pass, rebound, and defend at an incredibly high level. LeBron isn't just great at one thing, he's great at everything. This kind of versatility is what makes him valuable in any era with every team. Third, elite playmaking. LeBron sees the floor like a guard in a forward's body. He can run the offense as well as any traditional guard, often leading his teams in assists. His ability to elevate his teammates and create opportunities is unmatched among all-time great scorers. Fourth, positionless dominance. In a league plagued by players confined to certain aspects of the game, LeBron can do it all. Fifth, statistical greatness. LeBron is the NBA's all-time leading scorer, top five in assists, and he holds the record for most playoff points and ranks top 10 in almost every single major statistic. His sustained excellence has rewritten the record books. And finally, his off-court impact and leadership. Beyond basketball, LeBron's leadership extends to activism, philanthropy, and business. He built a media empire, opened a school, and is a role model for athlete empowerment in a way that's transformed the modern athlete's role. Now, before we move on to Michael Jordan, let's start with a quick snippet.
I'm Michael Jordan. Stop it. Get some help.
Now, the arguments for Michael Jordan. Jordan has a 6-0 finals record and has never lost in the NBA finals and won finals MVP every single time. That level of dominance on the biggest stage is unmatched. He didn't just win, he closed every finals without a game seven, proving him to be the ultimate closer. Second is scoring dominance. Jordan led the league in scoring 10 times and has the highest career points per game average within the NBA, with a league average of 30.1 points per game. He could score from anywhere and was virtually impossible to stop in isolation. Third, two three-peats. Winning three straight titles is incredibly difficult. Jordan did it twice. That doesn't only show dominance, but the ability to come back after retirement and immediately return to the top of the league. Fourth, Jordan was seen to have a killer instinct and was feared because of his insane mentality. Whenever he had to play well, he didn't pass, he took over. His competitiveness and will to win were borderline psychotic, and he delivered in every critical moment. Fifth, defensive excellence. Michael Jordan wasn't just an offensive force, he was also a lockdown defender. He was a nine-time all-defensive first-team selection and one defensive player of the year in 1988. He defended the best perimeter players and led the league in steals on multiple occasions. And now Jordan is a cultural and global icon. He didn't just dominate on the court, he changed the game's global reach. He made the NBA a worldwide brand, became the face of Nike with Jordans, and built an empire. His cultural impact is unmatched by any athlete, past or present. At the heart of the debate, there's a clear choice between two different kinds of greatness. Michael Jordan represents perfection at the peak, a flawless finals record, a ruthless instinct, and a cultural legacy that has reshaped the National Basketball Association forever. LeBron James embodies sustained excellence. A once-in-a-lifetime generational athlete who has dominated for over 2 decades. With unmatched versatility, consistency, and impact on and off the court. In conclusion, Jordan was the ultimate closer, and LeBron is the ultimate all-around force. One conquered every mountain he climbed. The other has been climbing longer than anyone ever thought possible. In the end, there is no definite answer. Just two legends who define greatness in their own way, and a debate that proves how lucky we are to witness both. Thank you.